Does your service make a difference for your clients, but your fees don't reflect your value? Lauren Fogelman, your price and profit coach, shows accounting professionals how to double their income working half the time. From 2018 to 2021, Lauren Fogelman has been listed among the top 22 business coaches by HubSpot. If you're ready to raise your rates, go to businesssuccesssolution.com/calculator to download your free Raise Your Rates calculator.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Digital Connections. As you all know by now, we bring in expert advice to connect you with the services and resources to build a successful business and ultimately to create the life of your dreams. This show is for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in running a side hustle to their current 9-to-5. One episode at a time, we help you build a successful business through amazing digital connections. I'm your host, Nancy Johnson, a business owner and digital marketer. On my way here, I have found amazing resources that have helped me grow my business, and they can help your business thrive too. Everyone needs a friend in digital marketing because digital marketing is about connecting people. So my friends, today we are cracking another tough nut. One of the hardest things some of us will ever have to do in business is to raise our rates. Some businesses try to sneak in price changes. My nail salon charges a COVID-19 fee now. The restaurant down the street started adding a service fee. My oil change folks had such a long list of added fees, not due to industry regulations. I finally had to find a new place to do business. Are these lasting changes that these businesses are implementing? Probably not, and their prices are probably still too low. We love our clients. We don't want to change our prices, but expenses to run your business have changed. Your skill levels have gone up. Your processes and systems have improved over the last year. We pay more for groceries. You know your services are worth more than what you're charging. The thought of losing clients because you're charging them more, though, is just not appealing. And the road seems endlessly paved with bad choices. To be successful in business, though, this is not a choice. Your pricing must increase as your business grows. So how do we do this without upsetting the apple cart, or at least without losing a bunch of apples? Well, that is exactly why my guest, Lauren Fogelman with Business Success Solutions, is joining me today. So Lauren is awesome. From 2018 to 2021, she's been recognized on HubSpot's annual list of the world's top 22 business coaches. As a keynote speaker, Lauren delivers talks and workshops across the United States, such as Inbound, one of the world's most esteemed content marketing events for entrepreneurs, as well as many niche accounting conferences. Lauren is an expert in pricing strategy and sales. She coaches accounting professionals to shift away from the dollar per hour business model to a value business model that reduces workloads by as much as 50%, all the while doubling revenues. And she has graciously come to Digital Connections to share her immense knowledge with us. So Lauren, welcome to the show.
I am so excited to hop into this topic. Raising rates is like one of the favorite things that I could be talking about.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about your background. What made you decide to empower entrepreneurs to double their income while working half the time?
I am a sports psychologist turned business coach. And what I found for myself, as well as with many of the clients that I work closely with, is school. They went ahead and they gave us the skill set to do what we do very, very well. We know the technical parts. We know the different things to be able to follow through and get an outcome for our clients. But they also prepared us to be an employee working for someone else instead of an entrepreneur, a business owner, where we might end up having our own employees. And because of that, I found that there are three things that I had to be able to figure out, as well as my clients, to really have a thriving business. One is how to network. especially if you're more like me and you're an introvert more than an extrovert, but how to be able to make those really high value connections. And then the second thing is how to be able to enroll new clients when you might not like the sales part, because they have an entire marketing department in the business school, but usually they do not offer even one class on how to sell your services. And that's a tough conversation for many of us. And then the third thing is how to price your services when you don't want to trade dollars for hours and charge an hourly rate. And because of that, once again, three things: networking, sales conversations, and pricing services. But because we're not learning these things in school and we're getting them more on the job experience, the school of hard knocks now, is that up to about 57% of entrepreneurs actually undercharge for their services because they just don't understand how it works.
That is, it's so true. And I have experienced it in my own business. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And I did not realize that you are an introvert. You certainly do not seem like an introvert, or at least when I think of an introvert, you don't strike me as that. So I just learned something new about you. So value is something though, that is difficult to describe, especially when it comes to pricing. So how do you explain the relationship between value and price?
Well, the first thing I want to say is what you value as the business owner differs from what your clients highly value when they're looking to work with you. You value your time, you value your costs, making ends meet, because that is something important to be able to keep your business operational. Whereas your clients, if you talk about the things that you're doing behind the scenes, their eyes will glaze over. They will just anxiously maybe glance down at their phone, wanting to text someone or get on Instagram just to be able to break up the monotony. And so what they value is different than what you value. They value the experience. They value the fact that you have the skill set, but the step-by-step things they don't care about. I want to give an analogy because, as you said, value is subjective. It's sometimes hard to wrap our minds around. And think about going on the highway and you're going from your home to a meeting. Well, you're going to pass some cars and there's going to be some cars passing you. But not everybody's driving the same exact make, model, and year as you are. There's a wide variety of vehicles on the freeway, and some of them are going to be maybe the very basics like the Geo Metro, and then we're going to have the majority in that midsize category, which might be a Volvo, and then you have the premium or luxury cars such as the Tesla. Well, we know in the Geo Metro, that person is going to want just the basics to safely get from their home to that meeting. In that mid-category with the Volvo, they might want some additional safety feature, all the airbags possible, the rear view camera, and maybe some other things that will be there, as well as amenities that might be seat warmers, a steering wheel warmer, or all those other things that just gives them a comfortable experience as well as safety. And then Tesla is a status symbol. When somebody drives past you, you know something about them regarding who they are, where they are in the socioeconomic scale, and they might also happen to care about the environment. So those are some things to recognize, is that your clients, just like the vehicles, some are going to be price sensitive. Most of your clients will go into a mid-range, and then you're going to have some premium clients. And you want to have different offerings for all those different clients that are coming to you.
Yeah. So how do you help your clients raise their rates and get paid what they're worth?
Well, I take them through a formula called the Raise Your Rates formula. I'm going to briefly go through the five steps. And even if you just take notes and you do this on your own, you will begin to grow your bank account without any additional time spent working, which makes me actually very, very happy. So the very first thing is high value clients. Who are those high value clients? And realize it's not everybody that breathes and has skin. Sometimes the biggest paying client that you have is actually a low value client because they're not as profitable as some of your other clients. So really get clear about who a high value client is, and the ones that are a joy to work with, compared to the ones where you get a message from them and you just start to get an aerobic heartbeat. They stress you out. So not everybody is going to be a great fit for you. And then number two is how to communicate your value, how to be able to express what you do, how you help, what is possible because someone decided to work closely with you. And doing that is not about the functions, how many steps are in the process, all the tasks you're doing behind the scenes. It is about what is of value to them. And that is outcomes, removing headaches, no longer tolerating the problems that they're tolerating, and being able to move forward with their own business. And then number three is packaging your services. Packaging your services allows you to start separating your fees on time where you're bundling different functions together to be able to achieve a certain outcome for your clients. Number four is value pricing. This is where we get to roll up our sleeves and really price your services from your client's perspective of what's valuable to them. This is where it is such a paradigm shift, Nancy. This is where you're pricing the client instead of pricing your time and services. And when you do this, you can earn 2 to 3 times more without any additional time spent working. And then number five is consultation mastery, because most of us don't like at least some part of the sales process, and how to be able to enroll high value clients who are not price sensitive and naturally ask you, how do we get started? So those are the 5 steps to the Raise Your Rates formula: ideal client, communicate your value, package your services, value pricing, and consultation mastery.
Wow. That is all right. Okay. All right. And so how do you help people when, as you're helping people through this process, what is the biggest mistake that you see entrepreneurs making?
I think I want to give a little bit of backstory. When most of us started out in our profession or just in the workforce, we usually start out working for somebody else, and they usually connect our income to time, whether it's an hourly rate or a salary. Somehow there's some connection of time. Because of that, when we then move into having our own business, we might not even be aware that there are other options on how to price your services beyond an hourly rate or a fixed rate, which is usually time cost and maybe some profit margin thrown in. So that's some of the things to realize, is that we're just doing what we learned because we think that it's the only way to go. Most people are doing it that way and we're not questioning it. But the other thing to recognize is that when you're pricing for your time instead of your value, first of all, pricing for your time, in my opinion, is like renting out your soul. and that your time is so valuable. Once a minute is given away, it's never given back. You don't ever get it back. And I just want to recognize that your time is valuable. And sometimes we give it away too easily because we don't value our own time. But when you price for your time, it commoditizes what you do. And it has potential clients see you as a cost as opposed to an investment. It also undervalues your expertise. And therefore, when we start to separate our fees from time, we're seen as an investment and people hire us for what we know and our expertise as opposed to the technical parts of what we do.
Interesting. Okay. So it kind of sounds like this is really sort of a mindset shift, if you will. And it's a mindset about pricing and buying decisions, sort of. So many business owners and entrepreneurs, they want to earn more, but they just don't know where to start. So what I'm hearing you say is that it's about moving away from time-based fees and transitioning to value pricing. And so where do they start in the process? How do they get going in that right direction?
I agree. It is absolutely a mindset shift from how you've always been doing things. It feels risky. Any company, whether they are solo or they are a Fortune 500 company, every single one of them actually has to think about it and doesn't raise rates very quickly. If you, and then sometimes with products, they sneak rates in. You were talking about your oil change and the COVID rates now, when you get your nails done and all those things, people sneak in these price increases. If it's a product, a lot of times they'll reduce how much is in the product and keep the rates the same. And it's still a way of raising fees. But what you really want to do is look at, first of all, packaging your services and creating bundles that are outcome specific to appeal to those different types of clients that you might have, the price sensitive, the majority of the clients, and then the premium clients. The other thing that you want to do as you're beginning to move away from an hourly rate into value pricing is what I call good, better, and best pricing. And I'd like to explain it, but I also will have a handout that goes more deeply into this for those that want to actually work this out further. Basically, with good, better, best pricing, what happens is someone is coming to you and wants to work with you. Go ahead and figure out what that regular monthly rate would be. And then we want to have you move into your new good rate. So you're going to figure out what that flat rate will be and now multiply it by 1.5. This is going to give you your new good rate. I want you now to enroll 3 people into your new good rate. This starts to give you awareness that people aren't as price sensitive as you think they are. You are starting to have clients that actually start recognize your expertise. They don't solely think you see you as a commodity, and you are earning more, but not doing any additional work. After you enroll people into your new good rate, then you're going to continue having new clients come to you, do the same calculations of coming up with that original flat rate. And now we're going to do your better rate. We're going to multiply it by 2x. Multiplying it by 2x is going to now have you earning double what you were earning previously, no additional time spent working. And you're going to get better at having those enrolling conversations. You're going to know what questions are coming up during those conversations that you're going to be better prepared to answer. And once again, it's moving you towards value pricing. And this process is similar to learning to ride a two-wheel bicycle. First, you start with those training wheels, you get some balance, you gain a little confidence before you take the training wheels off. Mm-hmm. Now we have the good and the better. We want to go into the third tier, which is the best. Once again, people will come to you, you'll do your calculations for a set monthly fee, and we will now multiply it by 3x. You're working with a better little level of client. You have more confidence that you can go ahead and enroll people at this level of service and at this price rate. The other thing is that you've grown your bank account, and you might have even reduced the amount of hours that you're working because you're delivering a higher quality of service, since you don't need as many clients to be able to meet your income and revenue needs. So that's how you do the good, better, best pricing. And for anybody that wants to actually work this out on their own, I have a resource for you at businesssuccesssolution.com/value. You can go ahead and get the formula to start doing this and start seeing your bank account grow and maybe even freeing up some of your personal time.
Wow. Okay. All right. So is that, because I was going to ask you if you've got some action steps that you can share with us. I take it that's where we find the action steps?
That is how to be able to move into the value pricing. But actually, with the action steps, the topic today is raising your rates. And I actually have some steps to be able to raise your rates, because it's It's easier, Nancy, to raise rates with new clients coming in that don't know your history than going back to those old clients. And we need to get them up to your new rates also, because some of your old clients have never, ever, ever had their rates changed since they first started working with you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we need to be able to correct that. So do you mind if I go through how to be able to raise rates with your current clients?
Please. Yes, that'd be great.
Okay. The first thing I just want to say right out of the get-go is you do not need permission to raise your rates. You have earned the right to raise your fees. If you need permission, I am giving it to you. I am blessing you with it. Please go ahead and do that. That's the first thing. It is definitely somewhat of a mindset thing. But Once you're ready to do that, what you want to do is send out some type of notification to your clients, whether by letter or by email. Most people are emailing these days, that you're making some changes to your business model. Do not put in there that you're raising your rates, and do not justify the fact that your cost gone up and things happened since COVID and you're now trying to recover. Just leave all that out, because you know what? They had that happen to them too. So we want to make it about them, be client-centered instead of making it about you. Let them know that you're making some changes in your business model and that you're going to have a conversation with them. The second thing is go ahead and schedule that meeting. Whether you meet with your clients by phone, by Zoom, in person, however you meet with your clients, get something on the calendar to get together with them. Now that you're meeting with them, what you want to do is have that value conversation. You do not need to pitch your clients or resell them into your new packages or anything like that. What you want to do during the conversation is have it be about them. Go ahead and sit down with them. Find out what they want to achieve over the next 12 months. What's important to them? Why this matters? What are some of the frustrations that they've been tolerating and dealing with? And what's keeping them from moving forward? If you were able to solve this with them, what would be possible for them that they could do that they cannot do right now? And those are the things that you want to have. That is a value conversation. You're focusing on what's important to them instead of what's important to you. And once you have that conversation with them, then you want to be able to offer them the options, the different packages of how they can move forward with them, with you, and move in this new direction. So after that, and you're going through the different options with them, the mindset is you want to talk to them about moving forward into a package that's of their best interest instead of what's your best interest. I don't want to be selling my top package to every single client. I want to sell them the package that's right for them and meets their needs, as opposed to what's going to be best for my bank account. And that's really coming from the place of being a trusted advisor. It is an up-leveling move for you to do that. The other thing you want to do, and this is the last part, is know that there might be some objections from some of your clients. But if you follow this process, you could potentially get 100% of your clients moving over to your new fees and your new packages, because I've seen that with my clients when I'm doing this with them too. But go ahead and get ready for those objections. Know what they might be. Maybe go ahead and write out a response as to how you would like that response to be. Maybe even practice it, whether in front of a mirror, on a Zoom, to be able to get some familiarity with getting those words out so it doesn't sound scripted, or with your furry animals. So I would say practice it out loud so that when they come up, those objections, you're actually able to lean into them to find out more instead of seeing it as confrontation and attack and you're closing down the conversation. I'm going to just repeat those real quickly, Nancy, because I know I went through rather speedily. But the first thing is, absolutely, you have permission to raise your rates. The next thing is, send your clients a letter letting them know you're making some changes to your business model and that you're going to schedule an appointment. Then go ahead and schedule that appointment. When you meet with them, have a conversation that focuses on what's important to them as opposed to what's important to you. You want to review the different package options that they can move forward, because people like options, just like people drive all different vehicles. And then you want to be prepared for some objections. And that way, when they come up, you can lean into the conversation instead of getting caught off guard and shutting it down. And that's how you raise your rates.
Okay. All right. Well, so, and Lauren, this is what you do. You help people walk through this.
I handhold them.
Because I was going to say, this is so much great information, but I know a lot of my listeners are going to want more information. And I know probably like me, they're going to need somebody to help them actually walk through this, you know, and learn how to increase their income while they're lightening their workload. Because that sounds like an awful lot, you know, to deliver. But I love that you do this. This is amazing. So where can they find more information, and where can they find you to get the help that they need?
And also, just to let you know, my clients are busy. I already realized that when they're working with me. So I don't give homework. I just want to say that. I do not give homework. What we do when I work closely with my clients is I actually roll up my sleeves and I'm doing this along with them. I'm helping them create their packages. I'm giving them the step-by-step process on how to be able to go back to their current clients and be able to have the conversations, give them the letters. I'm actually pricing the packages with them, because if I left it to them, they would still undercharge for their services. So we do this together. And if you want to get started, I will say, go please and get that resource that I have on how to package and price your services at businesssuccesssolution.com/value. If you want to just skip to the chase and have a conversation, then you can go to businesssuccesssolution.com/letstalk. Let's talk is all one word together, no hyphen. And that's the first step to getting a conversation scheduled.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, Lauren, thank you so much for sharing all this information. I mean, this is, and it's a lot of information, right? It's a lot of, that's a lot of stuff. So I imagine that you'll have some people reaching out to you. So we are just about out of time, but before we take off today, I want to leave our listeners with our digital marketing tip of the day. So my last two episodes of the show, including this one, have featured guests that I met on LinkedIn. So how are you using LinkedIn to support your business? Do you get out there in front of your connections, or do you just connect with them and then kind of forget about them? Are you building up your numbers so that you can get to that magical LinkedIn label of over 500 connections? Or do you actually take the time to get to know who you're connecting with? This is such an important digital marketing tip, because the opportunity that is out there to grow what you love, namely your business, is endless. Everyday businesses just like yours are connecting through LinkedIn with people that can help them grow, whether that is finding your next client or finding the tool, resource, or person that you need to get to the next level. If you need help getting started, just give me a call. I have a free guide to help you, and we can also talk about what your strategy should look like. How do you build good connections? How do you attract people through content that you're publishing? Should you invest in paid ads on LinkedIn? What is Sales Navigator and how do you use it? There are so many amazing features that you can leverage on LinkedIn to continue to build your business. So look me up and we'll chat. The easiest way to reach out is at digitalconnections.us. A huge thank you to my guest today, Lauren Fogelman with Business Success Solutions. Again, you can find Lauren at businesssuccesssolutions.com. Please make sure to follow us, subscribe, and like us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find this episode and previous shows, along with my contact information and contact information for all of our guests, on our website at digitalconnections.us. Have a great week and tune in next time for another amazing digital connection for your business.
Would you like more return and tangible results from your marketing efforts without long-term contracts? Do you want people who are actually interested in your products and services to find you easily? WSI has developed in-depth knowledge and an extensive network of industry thought leaders that know your company's goals and objectives are unique. When you work with us, you not only gain the local expertise of your WSI expert, but we help you develop a strategy based on the digital experience of our global network. Work with a company that understands your business and provides real results. Find us at WSIworld.com or call 800-985-9567. Again, that's 800-985-9567. WSI. We simplify the internet. Would you like more return and tangible results from your marketing efforts without long-term contracts? Do you want people who are actually interested in your products and services to find you easily? WSI has developed in-depth knowledge and an extensive network of industry thought leaders that know your company's goals and objectives are unique. When you work with us, you not only gain the local expertise of your WSI expert, but we help you develop a strategy based on the digital experience of our global network. Work with a company that understands your business and provides real results. Find us at WSIworld.com or call 800-985-9567. Again, that's 800-985-9567. 9567 WSI. We simplify the internet.